We have three scripture passages for us this morning. They are very beautiful and to the point. The first one is from the Old Testament, and the second one is from the Apostle Paul, and then the third one is our words from Jesus himself. And you can take a look at those. And from Isaiah, it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you." And I love this passage, and I think about this and the power that it has in it. And just, I would suggest, try, you know, taking it with you and during the week and repeating it, like, 15, 20, 30 times, and see what kind of a difference that makes in your day. And believe me, you will notice that difference. I will strengthen, I will help, I will uphold you. And then the same is true with our next passage, and that I would also encourage you to take and repeat. And this is from 1 Corinthians 16, 14, and words that say, "Let all you do be done in love." And the beautiful thing about this passage is that you can adapt this also to, "May all that I do be done in love," and take this one with you and repeat this one. And I think, you know, if you're having a hard day, maybe repeat it 40 times. And what you'll notice is the day magically changes. The third passage is from Matthew 19. 26, and these words are from Jesus, where it says, "With God, all things are possible," which can also be read, "With God, all things are possible." So these are scripture passages, simple, powerful, effective tools of faith and spirituality, and may God bless our understanding and embodiment of this word of abundant life. So we're talking about the wisdom of simplicity, and I've got a little story for you along those lines. There's a minister and a priest who are standing by the roadside. They are pounding a sign into the ground, and the sign says, "The end is near. Turn yourself around now before it's too late." And a car pulls up and kind of skids to a stop, and the guy rolls down the window and he yells out and he goes, "Religious fanatics, mind your own business, leave us alone," and takes off and goes around the corner. Next thing you hear are some screeching tires, some voices going, "Ah!" And then you hear a big splash. And the minister says to the priest, "You think we should have just written the sign to say, 'Bridge out'?" Sometimes simplicity is best, right? And this is what we're talking about this morning. And we actually have a number of simple messages. And we hope, well, I'll tell you this much. Already, every one of these has already been field tested by me, that these are messages and little passages that that I have read and compiled over the year, and want to share them with you because they've made a difference in my life. They do something to change my mind and change my heart and change my soul and change my behavior to a way that after I read and embody these things, I feel much better than, and I behave much better sometimes than I did before. And this is what we hope for all of us today, that we all come out of this a little bit better with something simple. So I, some of you may remember having seen some pictures like this before, where I kind of started this tradition a couple of years ago of seeing, you know, seeing images like this that are helpful, and they're in the back of your bulletins. and collecting these and sharing with these. So we're continuing this. But let me tell you kind of what started this and why now. And this has to do with the first picture that is on the upper left-hand side of the pages. And it is as a picture of the store called the Angel Cooperative. Right? And underneath it, it says Purveyors of Positivity. So the story behind this is a little story that I passed as I was driving by it a couple of weeks ago. And it's on Route 7 in Ridgefield. And what happened was this. I had just picked up my Jeep from a shop in Danbury where I was having it repaired, and they had it for 8 weeks. And the whole thing was botched. I mean, it was this terrible ordeal. And it still never got fully repaired. And finally, I called them up and I said, I have to get my car back. And you know, we'll wait for the rest of the parts to come in, and then I'll bring it back and I'll just kind of sit right there while you finish it off. So I was kind of in this state of having, you know, missed my car for 8 weeks and having to borrow everybody else's car and the family and everything. And so while I was kind of relieved to get it, I was also still a little bothered inside, you know, even when I'm driving back. And so I drove past this store that's in the midst of a whole bunch of a little, you know, boutique stores. And I know that I had driven past this store before because I'd driven up and down, you know, Route 7, but I had never noticed this little place until then. And I'm going 35 miles an hour, and I look over and I see the Angel Cooperative. And then underneath it, I see what it says, Purveyors of Positivity. And there is something about that, that even as I was going 35 miles an hour, maybe 40, it did something inside of me. It touched me. And it kind of started working on me. And it made me feel differently. It made me feel better. And I thought, you know, how nice and how sweet that someone would have a shop and a sign where they're dedicated to being purveyors of positivity. And I thought, isn't that nice? And this is how my mind is going as I'm, you know, keep driving down. So at this point, I'm kind of way past it. And then I thought, you know what? I found a spot and I turned around, I pulled a U-turn, and I drove back to that because I thought, you know, if this makes me feel good at 35 miles an hour driving past it, I just want to spend a little more time with this energy, you know? Just didn't particularly want to buy anything or anything like that. But I drove back and I parked in front and I took this picture and I thought it's very nice. And then inside of the window, and you can kind of see it there if you look under the, you know, home, body, and soul, there was a pillow in the window that says, if you look over to Vanna White on my left, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. And I thought, you know, I like that energy. And I want to keep that kind of message and that energy just close to me. And so I did go in the store, obviously, and I bought that pillow. I like feeling like that. And even though at the moment I didn't really feel like things were well with my soul, that's the direction that I wanted to head. Purveyors of positivity. I like that. I like having these kind of reminders around me with this kind of energy. By the way, if you go to the store and mention my name, 10% discount. No. Just kidding. They don't know me from anything. But I thought, you know, it's kind of like our scripture passages, though, that we have, that are wonderful and positive, uplifting, strong, encouraging. Which brings us to our next picture. just to the right of that one on the top left, that says, it's a little blessing. May you feel safe and protected. May you be at ease. May you be free from fear. May you be happy. This is actually a little bit of an adaptation of a very old meditation mantra, the metta meditation mantra. It's a beautiful blessing to just say over and over and over. You say it to other people. The interesting thing is that when that happens, the one thing you notice is that you're not just offering blessings to others. What you find is that you start to change yourself on the inside. And that is being a purveyor of positivity, which is otherwise known as being a person of faith. That's what that's about, and that's what we're about. Being a person of faith, positivity, giving blessings, offering support, and not just in words and not just in our heart and offering things in our minds, but offering blessings and support in deed, in tangible ways, with dinners, with meals, helping homeless people, reaching out to our Native American friends, offering love that doesn't just make other people feel better, but it makes us feel good. It makes me think about our scripture, may all that I do be done in love. And isn't that a kind of an energy that you want to stick close to? Which makes me think about our next photo of offering blessings, sharing faith in all that we do. This is a beautiful, very old one that I know that all of you know, this traditional Gaelic blessing of, may the road rise up to meet you, may the wind be always at your back, may the sun shine warm upon your face, the rains fall soft upon your fields, and until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Lifting others while we lift ourselves. And lifting ourselves as we lift others. I like to be around people who do that and who are like that. And I think, wouldn't you rather be around people who are uplifting and people who are purveyors of positivity, right? Which brings us to the next image that says, be that person who roots for others, who tells a stranger they look amazing and encourages others to believe in themselves and their dreams. I hear echoes of, do not fear, I am with you, do not be afraid. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you, says your God. Life-changing energy. And the beautiful thing about this is the change happens instantly. You can feel it as soon as you say it and as soon as you do it. Stay close to people who feel like sunshine, the next image says. Isn't that great? Stay close to people who feel like sunshine. I love people who feel like sunshine, right? Reminds me of Jesus saying, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine. So simple and so attractive. As it says in the next little image there, talking about wanting to be around people like that, your vibe attracts your tribe. I love that you are in my tribe. I do. I love our tribe. That's what we are, as purveyors of positivity. And we're all like that. And you know that it doesn't happen everywhere and just with random people necessarily. I mean, all people are wonderful. But we are specifically purveyors of positivity, people of wonderful faith. The other great thing that it says in the next image that I love, talking about being a purveyor of positivity, makes me think that, you know, if we don't get it right on some days, Beautiful thing about being a person of faith is that we know, being a person of light, is that every day is a second chance. We're people of second chances. And the further beautiful thing of being a person of positivity and sunshine and faith and light is that it's true about offering second chances to other people. But a lot of times the more challenging thing to do, and tell me if I'm not right here, is offering those chances and that forgiveness to ourselves. We're so hard on ourselves so often. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. But forgive us. And help us to accept that forgiveness. And that's a spiritual practice. As it says in the next image, it says, you will never speak to anyone more than you speak to yourself in your head. So be kind to yourself. As I've said before, a lot of times, right, if we spoke to our friends the way we speak to ourselves, we wouldn't have any friends. You know, when you are good to yourself, when you receive blessings and when you receive forgiveness and when you receive kindness as well as giving it, people notice that. They might not even know what they're experiencing, but they know that. So that's the next picture of just the beautiful sunset of the church. This is taken from our house, and it makes me think about, you know, receive the beauty, receive the kindness, receive the love, feel the effect, be good to yourself. This is the salad that I made a couple weeks ago. I'm not a real big chef or anything, but I was pretty proud of the salad. My kids tease me when I talk about making salads that are supercharged. So being good to yourself, let it sink in. Don't rush through the beauty. Grandparents, I think, are good at this. A lot of grandparents of receiving the beauty, receiving love, being able to be present, you know, with children, with grandkids. Because I think that we kind of get it as grandparents. I'm not a grandparent yet. But you get to be more patient because you know that it all goes by so fast. And so you stick with it while it's there. And that's true for all of us. Be good to yourself. May all that I do be done in love. And celebrate. That's the next picture. This is our daughter, Aaliyah, who is great at celebrating. This is a very natural, this isn't necessarily an unusual picture of her. This is how you see her a lot of times. Celebration is a vital and it's a sacred skill to develop. You know, I think about liturgy sometimes that has the words in it that says, you know, that say things like, you know, let's gather together in joy and celebrate life, you know, and a lot of times we read it and we read it like, let us gather together in joy and celebrate life. And I'm like, oh God, no, celebrate. Develop that skill. The interesting thing is, with joy and celebration, because the Bible talks about it a lot, we are so good at being angry and being out of sorts. We can be angry and we can be out of sorts like that, and we can be angry and be out of sorts and just kind of disgruntled for days and for hours and for weeks and for months. How long can you stand being in joy? Real sustained joy. It's a spiritual skill. That if you do want to be kind to yourself, and if you do want to be a faithful person, that you actually work at it, and you work at, okay, I'm going to see if I can stick with it for 2 minutes this time, and maybe 5 minutes. See if I can be with joy longer than I can be with anger. Here's the next picture. It says, a wise man was asked, what is anger? And he gave a beautiful answer. It's a punishment you give yourself for somebody else's mistakes. So true. Less anger, more joy. And last, bloom. The flower does not think of competing to the flower next to it. It just blooms. So bloom with love, with kindness, with celebration, with second chances, with being a purveyor of positivity, aka faith, encouragement, and joy. And because what we're talking about is the wisdom of simplicity, we're going to stop here for now because that's enough for today. It's enough for you to master all of these things in the next week. So go home and master all of these things. Master that. And we're going to pick this up and we're going to continue in 2 weeks. But I'll say until then, may you be at ease and may you feel safe and protected. May the road rise to meet you. Stay close to people who feel like sunshine and be that person of light yourself, the person of second chances. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you, says our God. May all that you do be done with love. And may you be well with your soul. Amen.
God of endless time, we come to you in this time of prayer to close down our minds and to open our hearts to your presence of pure love. As we sit on this, in this beautiful sanctuary, we become mindful of the world you have created for us. We look around and see the beauty of this building. We can hear the birds calling to one another. There is so much around us, God, just the people sitting next to us, that we are so appreciative of. We are so thankful, God, that we are able to be here worshiping you in person and in community with one another. Because for so many in this world, God, that's not a possibility. And so we pray for children taken from their parents, for the Haitian people who are confused and scared. We pray for family members in Miami who are awaiting the news of their loved ones. And we pray for Native tribes who mourn the death of thousands of innocent children buried in secret. But there are no secrets from you, God. And as Jesus tells us, the truth will set us free. So we all ask you for forgiveness for those times in which we may not have been truthful. And we ask for your compassion upon us for our behaviors in those circumstances. And then, God, we pray for you to give us the strength to accept your forgiveness, to accept your love and grace, so that we may move forward fully understanding that the sacrifice Christ made for us when he took up the cross gives us these blessings. You know our hearts, God. You know our thoughts. And you know that our coming to you in prayer isn't for you. It's for us. Because by opening ourselves to you, we release ourselves of having to be the only ones in charge, of having to be the only ones navigating our lives, of being the only ones here in our deepest and darkest and most difficult thoughts. And we need to remember, God, that you never promised us that the world would be an easy place, and you never said that there would be no problems or difficult situations. You did not say that this world you created was perfect. You said it was good. But what you did promise us, God, is your mercy and your grace and your love. And you did say that you would be with us always. And when we take time to be with you, to truly offer ourselves to you, you are so easily found. So as we sit here in the spirit of prayer, help our soul connect back to you, so we may be filled with your strength and your grace and your love, enabling us to live lives that celebrate you and your love for us. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen.